Page 47, Task 2, Discussion.
Oh, you're back. So the job interviews are done for today. What's your opinion about the candidates for the advertised position?
Honestly, I can't make up my mind. The qualifications and CVs are absolutely convincing, but I'm not totally satisfied with all the performances.
Couldn't you spot one you liked more? You aren't the type to be so indecisive about candidates. I know you've got a gut feeling about them.
I lean towards choosing the African-American woman who impressed me a lot. Undoubtedly, she is absolutely outstanding among the applicants, but so is another one, a white man. But what if we look at our affirmative action policy? I always like to keep clear of ambiguous situations.
It would be sheer madness to miss the opportunity to hire the most suitable person for the position. You have to act in favor of the company. And to top it all, for me it's self-evident that positive discrimination is absolutely necessary. Just think of its benefits.
What do you mean? Why do you think so?
To begin with, it helps to create tolerant communities because employees can encounter a variety of cultures and ideas that are different from theirs. If you want my opinion, it's high time to have an African-American employee. We've never had one.
It's true, but don't forget about the fact that affirmative action is reverse discrimination. In this case, against the white applicant. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
I strongly believe that equal opportunities must be given in the workplace.
And what if others, white colleagues, stigmatize and question her competence?
Are you kidding? Did she meet the expectations? All her qualifications and also the personal interview went well. All things considered, don't hesitate anymore. Get in touch with her again.